Well, God bless you on today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess, Sr. I am the co-pastor here along with Dr. E.R. Hess at the beautiful First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in the city of Battle Creek, Michigan. Thank God for each one of you that listen to our radio station. And we're so thankful for the kindness of our God. Those of you that may not know how to get onto our website, just want to share with you our website address. You just go online. Our website is www.firstpen, it's lowercase firstpen.org. That's www.firstpen.org. You can get right on our website. I'll tell you, it's almost like going to a seminary. We just have so much information on there that is so helpful to the true believers of the scripture on today that are listening to this whenever or wherever you're listening to this. I just want you to know you need to go on our website, and I'll tell you, you're going to have something that's going to help you each and every day. We're not able to come and record each day a word of hope, but I'll tell you, you can go to that website. We have over 1,000 YouTube videos on our website, over 1,000 messages, sermons, discussions. We have over 1,000 where you can go right there. You can click on it. You can enjoy it. Privacy of your home, wherever you are. And you can get a word from the Lord. Let me pray today. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we honor you. We thank you for your goodness and your tender love and care. We thank you, Lord, because you're so kind to us. Because you provided us with a fresh 24 hours. And Lord, we just honor you. We look to the hills. And not only do we look to the hills, but we look to the one that made the hills, the one that created the hills, the one that created the mountains. We ask, oh God, that thou would give us understanding on today as we teach on understanding and clarity. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Well, I think I just want to say off the top, if you're in a great big hurry, you probably would not get very much out of this word of hope on today. But if you have about 15 or 20 minutes and you can sit down uninterrupted and hear what it is that I believe the Lord has given me regarding seeing clearly and living wisely. You want to be able to see clearly so that you can live wisely. Many people are trying to live wisely without seeing clearly. But on last Sunday, I believe when I was preaching, I alluded to the fact that I had recently heard it said, and it really resonated with me, that the greatest thing that your pastor or your spiritual advisor or your teacher or your coach can give you is understanding. And that's what I want to talk about today. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4 and verse 7, it simply says that wisdom is the principal thing. If you've been following this ministry at all, you know that I am big on wisdom. Wisdom. Word that comes from God, either through his written word or his spoken word. You need wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, the primary thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all that getting, here you go. When you're getting some wisdom, make sure that you're getting understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Today, as we start on this journey to share with you the importance of getting clarity and getting understanding and the difference between the two. There is a difference between getting clarity and getting understanding. A man can see a lighthouse in the fog out on the ocean. He knows where to go, but without a map, he doesn't know how to get there or what dangers lie ahead. That's why when you have a lighthouse, you also have to have some clarity and you also have to have understanding. The difference between, listen to my words on today, spiritual clarity and spiritual understanding. We have to know what the goal is. My goal on today's word of hope is for those of you that really want to be equipped as believers to not only see truth, but be able to live it and live it out with wisdom. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The difference between spiritual clarity and spiritual understanding needs to be understood, because spiritual clarity is a gift or the condition of seeing a spiritual truth plainly. When you see a spiritual truth, you have to see a spiritual truth plainly. That's called spiritual clarity. You have to understand the deeper grasp that explains and integrates and applies that truth in life and in ministry. You need spiritual clarity. It's the gift of God, or the condition that comes from God, to see spiritual truth plainly. You have to see it plainly. When you look at spiritual clarity and the difference between spiritual clarity and spiritual understanding, it's primarily action that sees truth and it comprehends the end, and you can apply faith. Let me move on to something else. As I look here, if someone suddenly perceives God's will or a clear next step in a situation, that's what's called spiritual clarity. In other words, if someone have not received and understand God's will clearly, when a person has spiritual clarity, it means that there's a light breaking through that confusion. So you need to have spiritual clarity to get through the fog so that you can get to spiritual clarity. If someone can teach why that step is wise, spiritual understanding is the joined work of knowledge and godly wisdom. I said spiritual understanding is the combined or the joined work of knowledge plus godly wisdom. You need spiritual understanding. When you look at spiritual clarity and you look at spiritual understanding, spiritual clarity without spiritual understanding, it can produce an impulsive zeal that lacks staying power. In other words, if you don't have the two combined, spiritual clarity comes first. But without spiritual understanding, which comes after you receive spiritual clarity, it can give you an impulse. It can give you a zeal. But that impulse and that zeal, if the two are not there, if the spiritual clarity and the spiritual understanding is not present, it's going to lack staying power. You know how sometimes people, they get all excited about something because they have some spiritual clarity, but they don't have the spiritual understanding. And if you don't have the two combined, you're going to possibly miss out on what it is that God is trying to show. Spiritual understanding without spiritual clarity, it can also produce careful but stalled analysis that misses timely action. In other words, if you don't have spiritual understanding and spiritual clarity, your timing can be off. You need to have both spiritual clarity and spiritual understanding how to move when God says it's time to make a move. When spiritual clarity and spiritual understanding, when they're combined, when they both are in place, what they do is they yield wisdom. They give you timely vision. Plus, it gives you a disciplined wisdom to be able to sustain what it is that God has shown you clearly. A lot of people get excited and they take off with just spiritual clarity, lacking spiritual understanding. So clarity, spiritual clarity, is the flash of light. Understanding is the path that you walk after you see the light. So you can have spiritual clarity and you can see something, but then you have to have spiritual understanding to make sure that you get on the right path so that you can walk thereof or therefore. Case in particular, when you look in the book of St. Matthew, the 16th chapter and the 16th verse, you see a case of spiritual clarity where Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus had to keep talking to him because Jesus knew that Peter had spiritual clarity. But Jesus went on and affirms what Peter has received in spiritual clarity when Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said, "That's good, Peter. Flesh and blood has not revealed that unto you." That's clarity. That's revelation from heaven. But then you find spiritual clarity is revelation from heaven. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 17 and 18, we find the Apostle Paul, where he prays for the church to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Why is that? So that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. That's understanding. You have to grasp the implications of truth. When God shows you or reveals to you and gives you some spiritual clarity, you have to make sure that you understand or have the understanding so that you can know what to do with that truth. Clarity without understanding can lead to impulsive zeal. I said clarity alone without corresponding understanding can lead to a person having an impulsive zeal. Zeal is a good thing, but it cannot just simply be an impulsive zeal. Example, Peter rebuking Jesus right after his revelation. He saw truth, but he didn't understand the cost. Understanding without clarity can lead to paralysis. I said clarity without understanding can actually lead to paralysis. When you look at the Pharisees in the Old Testament and how they were understood to be experts in the scriptures, but they were blind to the Messiah. When you have divine clarity and when you have divine understanding, God will make sure that you have timely wisdom. When you look in the Old Testament with Nehemiah, he saw the broken walls. He had clarity. And then once he had clarity and saw the broken walls, then God led him to a strategic rebuild, which was understanding how to rebuild that which was broken. So when you look and you see so many things in the Word of God, well, we need to be cultivating spiritual clarity. We need to pray with expectancy. And then we have to remember God's past faithfulness. We have to remain sensitive to the prompting of the Holy Ghost. When you look, you have to seek out wise counsel. When you're looking for spiritual understanding, you must seek out wise counsel. Then you have to ask, are you living with flashes of clarity, but no follow through? Do you get excited when you hear the word of the Lord, but then there's no follow through? We go back to doing the same thing. We become stuck and we don't know how to analyze what was clear, which is spiritual clarity. We don't know how to analyze it properly. And so we miss out on the most necessary part of that. And that is spiritual understanding. We need to pray and say, Lord, give us eyes to see. Lord, give us hearts to understand. Let us be people of prophetic wisdom. Let us be people that not only can hear your voice, but we're able to walk in your ways. And when I look at all of this, I'm thinking about how we have to cultivate spiritual clarity. You do that by prayerfully expecting God to give you that understanding that you need. We have to know that God wants to help us. We have to know that God wants to bless us. We have to know that God wants to use us. And we want to make sure that we write the vision and we make it plain. Well, God bless you. I know I've given you a lot on today, but I want you to go back and I want you to listen to this again when you have some time, when you can really focus. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that if you do what I ask you to do, the Lord is going to give you that divine spiritual understanding. In all of that getting, get understanding. I'll see you the same time. God bless.